you were on the balcony looking down at Ireland as a whole. Well, the River Band is an absolute critical place there to develop not just tourism in the six counties, but tourism in the entire Northwest, because if the Ulster Canal is reopened, as please God it will, then that will allow boats to move from the Shannon to the sea at Port Stewart. And of course, that involves the Foyle, the Swilly, and that whole hinterland. And in a sense, Donal, it brings back to life things that happened before partition.
There's a lot of talk of rediscovery of Ireland and rediscovery of gems Ireland has to offer, and people perhaps just haven't appreciated over the years. And you would argue that the ban is right in the centre of that potentially.
Absolutely. You know, in the north, people are not aware of the wonderful wealth of history before the plantation of 1609. And there it is in Donegal. You have an absolute wealth of it right across the county. It's here as well. The River Band is central to developing that, because more and more people are taken to the rivers and lakes of Ireland as a way of enjoying their recreation. And of course, I have to say that Tourism Ireland and Waterways Ireland, those two wonderful cross-border bodies, have done much to bring that to reality. What we need now is to get the focus away from the day-to-day crisis of a Stormont, start looking at the long-term future of Ireland, and start wondering about how we can stop the deluge of people who are emigrating.